I should have the lawn knocked down before too long once I get mowing, and I can, the thinner spots I can run through in high gear. It's almost like a hydrostat on that particular mower. But when it gets, there's a couple spots like a cabbage patch where the water's sitting.
Yeah, well, my old Sears hydrostatic drive, 24 horse, twin cylinder, beast of death thing is just barely working, you know. I've had to pound the tie rod ends around the balls and tighten that up. That lasts for a year or so. Then I had to do the same thing with the welder, careful not to weld the ball in place. Put all that stuff back together, and then the other day, I told you the mower deck bracket broke again. It's kind of a mess, but hey, it still runs great, you know.
A Kohler twin with overhead valves.
It might be. I could take a picture of it or get you the engine number, but you know, it says Craftsman on it or whatever. I'd have to look into it. I'm not sure, but man, that thing doesn't really use barely any oil at all. And I've beat that to death since 2009, you know, and it just keeps right on running.
Is it a V or a posed?
I think it's a V-twin, pretty sure.
Vanguard. I've never really blown one of those up. I had the Kohlers drop seats or seat get loose, have to pull the head down and peen the seat back in and then grind the seat and the valve. And well, I don't have any valve grinding equipment. There's a old Black and Decker or Van Norman or something on Marketplace right now I've been kind of slobbering on.